right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Sandy Williams is back. He's back. And so I want to talk now, Sandy, about it's just one thing after another, after another, after another. There's a breakdown in this country. There's a war going on. It may not be a civil war, but there's something that's happening in this country that wants to do away. You know, public education was at one point in time, the world marveled at what we were able to do with public education, right? I mean,
yeah,
it was a standard, right?
Well, it was sort of the basis on which we were creating opportunity for everyone, and it was part of our basic democracy was that everyone would have access to the same education, and by having access to the same education, they'd have access to the same opportunity, and it was the basis on which we created essentially upward mobility.
So our forefathers and people who had the opportunity to put all these planks together, that was one of them that I know we took pride in as a nation. And here we are. School's out forever. Arizona moves to kill public education with new universal voucher law. Now, they've been working on this for a while. You know, more and more opportunities for voucher schools and free opportunity at education. It's always been my contention that how does it make sense for people who can afford to pay for their kids to go to private school? What sense does it make then for us to have to pay for them?
Well, you know,
they're not even asking for us to do that.
The principle of vouchers was created essentially initially by those who wanted to make sure they could give the opportunity to go
to private
school to everybody.
Right.
So here in Milwaukee, we had our superintendent of schools, a Milwaukee native, an illustrious, smart guy, an African-American who thought that vouchers would be a good idea and that everyone would get vouchers. It was essentially this Arizona plan. The problem with it was that it didn't take into account the ability to create the schools and to monitor the quality of the education within the schools. And so it was a novel market-based principle that seemed to have holes in it. I think the fellow who backed it originally is probably not such a strong advocate of it now. But it has been turned on its head by conservatives, and it's now viewed as a mechanism to destroy public schools, which they see as the devil for some reason. It is true that public schools reflect society's problems within the schools, right? It's a public school.
Right, right.
Public schools are basically located in a geography that is local to where they are. And so it is true that in most urban areas, and particularly urban areas that have been marked by a great deal of poverty, the public schools in those places have not performed as well as schools elsewhere.
Right.
And so will vouchers be the solution to that problem?
Well, so Sandy, so the urban school, public schools, I get it, you know, where you can say maybe that this would be different, but what about suburban public schools that are also under attack and under assault? The same reason.
Sure, I mean.
Okay, that are being successful, but there's an attack on public schools.
Well, and it's crazy because schools generally around the country are the source of great pride for the community in which they're located. And there are plenty of examples of terrific public school systems, and Milwaukee used to be one of them and maybe will be again.
But even the suburban schools, public schools, they're going after.
I'm saying there are plenty of examples in the Milwaukee metro area of public schools that are very, very, very good schools and reflect the community pride within them and in fact have been the source of great value to the municipality in which they're located. There's no question that home values in a locality like Whitefish Bay are greatly inflated by the fact that the Whitefish Bay school system is very good. So, you know, this whole notion of the destruction of the public school system is something that's it's a terrible trend, and it's misguided.
In January, State of the State address, Ducey called on Arizona lawmakers to send him bills that would expand school choice any way we can, and the Republican-dominated legislature obliged, delivering last Friday's bill, which will open a pre-existing program for empowerment scholarship accounts up to the entire state. In practice, the law will now give parents who opt out of public schools a debit card for roughly $7,000 per child that can be used to pay for private school tuition, but also for much more, for religious schools, homeschool expenses, tutoring, online classes, education supplies and fees associated with micro schools in which small groups of parents pool resources to hire teachers.
There you go.
What was that about the individualism and
yeah, this is more of de Tocqueville. This is like pull the plug on community values and let's bring it all back to sort of the market base, laissez faire, caveat emptor.
But Sandy, it's again more and more and more of the same, right? We are just going to, whether you like it or not, we're going to shove this stuff down your throats. And we don't think public schools, and if you don't like public schools, that's fine, Sandy. That's your right, right? Okay. But to do whatever you can to harm the public schools, to me, is what's at the root of it and what makes it so hateful and evil, and really in long term damaging to this nation.
Yeah, it's hard to figure out why public schools have become the devil. One of my sons is a public school teacher, and
right.
A very dedicated one in a very good school district, and he gets quite a bit of flack because teachers. You know, and what is it about teachers that is a problem? Is it because they belong to a union? Might be.
Yeah,
there's a great deal of antipathy aimed at teachers generally, and one of the sources of antipathy seems to be the fact that they belong to a union, many of them, and that union is quite vocal about things. It certainly can't be that they're overpaid.
They're not.
You know, it used to be that teachers, they would look at them and say, well, they only work 9 months a year. They work very hard, and they're underpaid
right.
for their 9 months of labor that they do work. I don't understand the assault, other than the fact that it's part of the conservative movement, which is very upset with social trends. The thing that seems to upset them most is the teaching of things that would attack sort of mindless American exceptionalism, that would attack the notion of a perfection in America, that would, for instance, address the notion that in the 1800s, much of America's GDP, at least in the South, was premised on slave labor. And what should kids today think
right.
about slaves? And is that a proper thing to teach? Well, it seems like historical fact, but it seems like a problem to a lot of people that think that their children are being taught shame instead of pride.
Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have up, Connor?
We got CJ from Stoughton.
All right, CJ, what's going on?
Thank you for taking my call, Earl and Sandy. I praise this issue and decision. This gives an opportunity for all parents to take the money that they're being charged, and I don't have any kids in the school system anymore, but half my taxes go to the school systems, and they're not performing. Many of them are not performing, and Earl, you and I have had this discussion many times. It's a statistic that is undeniable. 85% of kids cannot read at their grade level out of Milwaukee. And I tell you what, if status quo, if you're okay with that, it's not the teacher's fault, it's the parents' fault. And so this is a great decision. It's not against the teachers. They're not paid enough. Their leadership takes them down a road that is abysmal. And I tell you what, this is a great decision for all kids, inner city, all over the country. So I love it.
CJ, where do you live in the Milwaukee metro area?
I don't. I live in Stoughton, Wisconsin.
Stoughton, Wisconsin. All right. And so, and the Stoughton School District is not a good school district?
It's a pretty good school district.
Yeah, and so your taxes and your home value is supported by the value that is ascribed to your school district, isn't it? I mean, so when you go to sell your home, the realtor is going to broadcast the fact that your home is located within the Stoughton School District and relatively close to it for the benefit of
But Sandy,
when the Stoughton School District loses
kids that aren't in my school district.
Oh, you are.
Okay, all right.
You really are, huh?
Okay, well, I mean, so, and that money that's put in the hands of the parents that you don't trust, who are, you say, providing bad guidance to their children. So when that money is put in their hands, they're going to do a better job of picking a school?
Guys, we got to go to a break. I wish we had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Got to go to a break. We'll be back.
That's all right.
You were getting ready to.
No, it's okay.
I know, but he.